saying that the commercial, so we will be on a commercial.
Blog Talk Radio.
So you're going to put us on a commercial slot. You're going to have us on a commercial slot. Oh, shit.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Good evening, Dons and Divas. This your host, the double duo, T and Dre, bringing to you GPS Sports Live, GQ Palace Sports. And first, I want to give honor to God for allowing us to have this show. And I also want to take a moment of silence for Andy Reid, the coach of the Eagles. He lost his son on Sunday, so, you know, I'd like to take a moment of silence for that. So we'll do that right now. Okay. Tonight's topic we'll be talking about, how do you feel about professional athletes' controversy in the locker room, and how will this affect them before game time? In other words, if your team is like bickering with each other, fighting, whatever, do you think that this will be a problem once they go out on the field before game? call in and give your feedback on this. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air and give your feedback, or just hold on to the line and give your, you know, listen to the show. So, with that being said, I mean, you know, I've seen where the Jets were having a little problem yesterday during practice, you know. So it just makes me wonder, will this be a problem? You know, will it affect the team?
Hello? T?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Now,
welcome to GPS.
I just want to bring it back a little. Did they say what happened to Andy's son? Was it something?
It was the whole team. I mean, you know, it was about 20 of them that got into it, you know. And the newscaster was saying that he thinks it would make them closer. I don't see how.
Well, me, I don't think that would make them closer, me personally. I can't see how them fighting with each other is actually going to make it closer. So maybe that's going to make them have a dislike each other in a more
animosity towards each other. Yeah,
like that's the word I'm looking for, animosity.
Right, right. You know, and I mean, you go out there and get ready for the game. You know, you'd have had this to happen, then you're going to be feuding. You know, I mean, you're going to be looking at that other one that you was just fighting, like, man, I ain't passing the ball to him. Or, I mean, you don't know how it could pan out.
Exactly, and that's exactly what happens. You get these people that, when they're playing ball, some people take it to the extreme, which they are supposed to take it to the extreme.
But on the opposing team, not on your team members.
Exactly.
You're used to the opposing teams, like Giants, Eagles, Redskins. You look for them to fight each other, not one another, not on the same team.
Like not to bring up, what's that movie, The Sixth Man, when they slap each other on the team and they were on the bench fighting each other?
Exactly. It's just not going to work out because the whole team is in an uproar, like, you know, like, now, we got to deal with this. How are we going to deal with it? I mean, look at the Eagles when who was that, T.O.? T.O. and Donovan, all of them, when they got into it. You know, it disrupts the whole team, period. You know, it could last for a couple of games. It could last for the whole season. You never know. It depends on the severity of it.
Okay.
You know, so I just, you know, want to get some feedback on that, you know, because I think that it would end up being a problem.
Yeah, that's what it's down like.
Yeah, it's got to be, you know. So, I like I said, hold on, we got a caller. Caller, you there?
Hold on. I'm in the building. What's going on?
Hey, welcome to call GPS.
Uh-huh. Got the mayor in the house. And what's the question again? I'm speaking to you live from 34th to 8th. What's going on?
You got the mayor in the house.
I'm here. Yeah. So,
what's the topic?
Yeah.
How do you feel about professional athletes' controversy in the locker room, and how will this affect them before the game, or do you think it will affect them before the game?
You know what? It's not. We're not even supposed to know that they got controversy. How about that? They're supposed to keep it in the locker room. We're not supposed to know that.
I agree with
you. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
It's a team thing. And I heard the little bit that you were saying about Donovan and Joe.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you got to take it as it is. Some people are fragile, some people are not. Some people are outspoken, some people are not. So when you get into a locker room situation, you got, for a football example, for example, you got 53 different personalities, okay? T.O. might be a little outspoken, a little bit more outspoken than Tyron McNabb. But that we're not supposed to know that. But if they want to have their situation and bring it out there on national TV in front of everybody, you know, Right. And, but the coaches and whoever's supposed to be in control is supposed to be in control of that situation. Now, as far as it affecting the game, now that's something that's totally different now. Because now you're taking, you know, you're taking your personal beef or whatever little argument or misunderstanding that y'all had, and you're taking it between the lines, and now you're messing with everything else, you know? If T.O. gonna tell me that you don't like the way I throw a certain pass or whatever, you know, I got to shake that off. I'm the quarterback. You know what I mean? But if I'm going to take it personally and say, oh, now I'm going to take my ball and I'm going home, you know, that affects the whole situation. So, it depends. You know, it depends on that, you know, personalities, you know, because, again, they clash. Sometimes they don't mesh as well as they should. And you know, if it's up to us, you know, everything is hunky-dory. But we know that what goes on behind, you know, closed doors is supposed to stay behind closed doors. So that's how I feel about it. I don't think that it should be, you know, oh, Donovan's not throwing the ball to T.O., so he must be mad at him. I don't think that should factor in at all. You know what I mean?
It's true. I mean, you got a point. You got a point there.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you know, what made me really think of this topic is because, you know, I've seen on the news about the Jets fighting each other yesterday.
Oh yeah, but see, to me, that was just another something to get the Jets some back page ink. You know what I mean? First of all, you got two dudes that's really nondescript, okay? Joe McKnight and the other dude, I don't even know what his name is, but his father's one of the running back coaches for the Jets, okay? They got into a little thing. It happened, okay? They're tired of being around each other. They've been in training camp. They've been in OTAs. They've been doing this. Now they're ready to hit somebody else. And that's all that happens, man. But, you know, my thing is, you know, I can take it back to when Reggie Jackson and Tim Martin was beefing. You know, getting ready to go in on each other in the dugout in front of everybody. You know what I mean? That's the situation where it just boiled over. But as far as this thing with the Jets, I mean, that's really, really here nor there, because that happens all the time. And again, you just might not hear about it as much, but the only reason why you heard about that is because of what it is, the Jets.
Right, right. Yeah, well, like I said, you know, hey, everybody's going to have a different opinion on it, but my opinion is, I honestly think that it could affect them. You know, because you know you're not concentrating on what you should be concentrating on.
Right.
If this has happened before the game,
right,
it could very well, you know, I mean, like put a damper on things.
Right.
It don't necessarily have to, but I mean, just my own opinion. I feel like, you know, if it gets that down and dirty,
right,
that it could cause some animosity between the teammates. As well as you not concentrating on doing what you really supposed to be doing.
Right.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those things can happen, you know what I mean? But, it happens more often than not. I'll just put it like that. It happens more often than, you know, people might want to admit. And, it's not, again, like I said at the top of the conversation, it's not really our business. That's a team thing.
True.
You know what I mean?
But if you put it on the news, it's my business.
I mean, if you put it on the news... I mean, you put it on the news, it's something else. Okay, you put it on the news. How long did it last? Was anybody bleeding? Did anybody get hurt? You know what I mean? It was just a little skirmish that happens every day. Again, like I said, more often than not. So just because it was the Jets. I mean, let's just pick a team out the clear blue sky. Let's say if it was San Diego Chargers. Let's say Phillip Rivers wanted to have a fight with one of his linebackers or one of his running backs or whatever the case may be. You might hear about it. It might be a blurb in the news, but I bet you in San Diego, California, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to take it for what it is, man, and you know, those things happen. But, again, I'm not, you know, going to be like, oh, man, the Jets had a fight. What's the problem? And who got beef? Who cares? They need to worry about winning their division and beating Buffalo twice. You know what I mean? So that's really how that goes.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because honestly, you can look at it in several different things could cause a team to just fall apart.
Right.
I mean, especially if, like, okay, we'll use Andy for example, with his son. You know, that could be a mom thing for him, and he end up not coaching like he's supposed to. So it could pan out different ways with different things happening in life with these professional athletes, period. Not just, like you say, not just football.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Because it happens, you know, you had the situation, you know, this past year, whatever, even with the Lakers, you know what I mean? Like with Ron Artest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it happened. So I'm not, you know, I mean, people look at it in different ways and they interpret different things from it, and that's fine when they're good. You know what I mean? But it's not a thing. I don't think it would be a thing that's going to affect them as far as their performance on the court, on the field. You know, and if it does, then they shouldn't be playing.
True. I agree with you 100%.
So
I agree with you.
Well, if you're on a team.
Right.
And you on a team. And everybody is, you got to have unity. That's
right.
First of all.
Right.
If you don't have
right.
no unity, you don't have no team.
Right.
Everybody got to play together.
Right.
Can't play the ref. You can't play the game. So if you're going to have a fight, you keep it inside the
right.
locker room.
That's right. Keep it in the house.
You keep it inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
You always got to keep it inside the house. And you get together, say a prayer, and you go out and you have fun.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Be as one.
Because, like, for real, I mean, you know, if you want
to
get it right,
you have to unite.
Right. You have to. I mean, because.
You can't put everybody on blast.
Again, it's like, you know, they've been around each other all the time, you know, now they want to hit somebody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that a training camp without any, you know, fights or skirmishes or whatever, is that really a training camp? You know, you want to put somebody
right,
down.
So
you want to hit somebody.
Can I ask
somebody, you know what I mean?
Can I ask a question, man? Y'all saying?
Hold on.
One at a time.
We're
gonna go ahead, Rich.
One at a time.
All right.
Jet,
so mainly, I'm trying to find out if you're trying to say if somebody's fighting,
right?
Just fight in a locker room.
Let me ask you a question. When your man Michael Vick came back after his situation with the Dawgs, I'm quite sure the Atlanta Falcons have some Dawg owners and the Eagles and everybody have some Dawg owners in their locker room, and I'm quite sure that some stuff went on behind the scenes that we don't know about. You know what I mean? So, but again, that's the thing. We didn't know about it. So whatever they had to say to him behind the scenes, whatever opinions they had to voice, okay, I didn't know about it. You didn't know about it. I don't really care. Because
right,
he
exactly,
did what he
exactly.
had to do, but still he had to turn around and come back and face his teammates. And I'm quite sure they let him know, under no uncertain terms, we didn't appreciate what you did. Because I know, you know, they had dog owners or whatever the case may be. So it wasn't a situation because he said something he screamed on me about because he's a dog owner. I'm not going to pass him the ball. That's crazy.
Yeah,
you know what
well,
I mean?
It is crazy, but in the same token, like I said, it had to leak up out of that locker room for it to even hit the news.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you care about those type of things, I mean, it is what it is. It happens. It happens.
Exactly.
Like, example, with the Boston Red Sox last year, there was all kind of dissension in the locker room because they was eating chicken and beer while the game was going on. Okay? No, that's serious. They was eating chicken and beer and just lamping out in the clubhouse while the game was going on. And I think that's highly disrespectful. You know what I mean? And you know, they made a whole big thing out of it in Boston. But, like, things like that happen. You got to keep it in-house. If you feel like somebody did wrong or did something that they wasn't supposed to do, you pull them to the side and you talk to them. That's why they have captains. The captains pull them to the side and they take responsibility and be like, look, my dude, that wasn't really cool. You got to check yourself, whatever, whatever. I'm not going to go to the newspaper and say, so-and-so did something like this, so I'm going to put him on blast.
Right, right. I mean, because,
you know,
like you say, when it all boils down, it's a lot of publicity, you know, just to get, you know, whatever feedback or it's like just what I'm trying to do.
Right.
I'm trying to get feedback of, do you think it would affect the team?
I mean, it's depends.
Yeah.
It depends on the personality.
On the severity of what's
right.
going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The phone lines are open. Press 1 to get on the air and give your feedback, or just hold the line and listen to the show. But it'd be very much appreciated if you push 1.
That's right.
So,
well,
go ahead, Jerry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and you could kind of equate that to like the situations in life. You know what I mean? You might have a situation with, you know, with your significant other or whatever behind the scenes. But if y'all have to show up somewhere together, it would be like, you know, hey, how you doing? Everything's everything. Y'all discuss that when y'all get home.
Right.
And that's that. You know? So,
true.
I mean, you have to look at the, like you said, like the severity of it and how it affects you going forward.
Right, right. And I mean, that's with anything, not just sports, life, in, like you say, life in general.
Right.
You know, it's what you make of it or how far you take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to take it to another level of being ignorant, because that's what it will boil down to,
right,
then that's going to be on that individual.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask y'all, let me change the atmosphere a little bit. How you feel about the Saints with their marksmanship?
How you feel about the Saints with what?
With the Saints? And how do you feel about the way the situation went down with the Saints and them finding Vilma?
Oh, with Bounty Case?
Hello?
With the Bounty Case situation?
Yes.
I think it's a bunch of garbage. Then, first of all, they had no evidence. They had evidence, but, I mean, that's why they had, that's why they reduced it from 16 games down to 8. That's all you need to know right there.
I'm hearing an echo.
It's a bad connection.
What?
Because I couldn't hear
what
the brother was saying.
Yeah,
I
thought that was really, you know, some nonsense. Because, you know, they really didn't have anything against Jonathan Vilma. It was just a bunch of hearsay. And the stuff that they did have on them, you know, it goes on. It's been going on ever since football was football. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really buy into it. And then you turn around and you see today, they reduced the suspension for Jonathan Vilma from the whole season to 8 games. They cut it in half.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So really, what is Rodney Goodell saying? First, he's on some tough guy stance, like, oh, we can't have this, and we're throwing these people out, and they bad for the game, and this and that. And now you turn around and you reduce the suspension. What does that say? You know, did you have anything, or did you not have anything? And I think at this point, you know, the NFL is trying to save face. Somebody got to be the scapegoat.
Right.
When you have controversy, when you have controversy in your locker room,
right,
I think everybody should have a little comfort in the zone.
Right.
It shouldn't leak out.
Right.
It shouldn't leak out.
Right.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but like I say, in the same token, you know, you got to wonder, why is this happening? You know, what actually brought this on? The situation could go in so many different ways. But, you know, you just got to wonder, you know, hey, what happened or why is it happening? You know, is it because of your new team members or, you know, what is the problem?
Yeah, I'm here.
Honestly, you got to wonder.
Right, right.
You know, because like I was using as an example, you know, Andy Reid's, the death of his son could affect his coaching come Thursday.
Right. I mean, I don't think, from my personal opinion, I don't think he should coach, but then again, he has to do something to get his mind off.
I say the same thing, but, you know, everybody takes death or a tragedy differently, but me personally, my child, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, no, but, you know, you got, again, like you said, it's about the individual. So maybe he looks at this.
And that may be his scapegoat. That may be the way he just, you know, this can may be the only way he can cope with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, you never know, you know, and the man been coaching so long, so he may feel like, you know what? this is something maybe they expected it. Because, I mean, you got to realize these kids have gave them major problems. But that's neither here nor there.
Right.
All right. Can I ask you a question?
Do it.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
All right. Which teams y'all think is really going to make it this year in the NBA? And the NFL?
Eagles.
I said the NBA.
Oh,
I didn't say
the NFL.
Well, I have to let them play exhibition games and see what the, you know, how the teams are going to shake out first. I really don't make I'm not going to make any picks right now. But if I had to make, like, out of training camp, I like my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like my Bucks.
So that's who you think is going to make it this year?
Well, that's my team, so I'm always going to represent my Buccaneers.
Well, the Giants look very good.
I mean, everybody's undefeated right now. Everybody looks good on paper.
Preseason don't tell.
Hello?
No, preseason don't really tell for the simple fact.
Preseason don't tell what?
Preseason, I mean, you got fourth stream out there, third stream. You know, you don't have the major people out there. But why would you put them out there? Why would you put your first stream out there and get them all banged up? And then they be messed up for the rest of the season.
Oh, that's a good point.
The first preseason game, you put your starters out there for one or two series at the most. Two series maximum in that thing. You know, you put them out there to start, and then you pull them off. You know, they're done for the night. You let them run a series, you let them do a couple of drives, then they're done. You
right.
know what I mean? And as the preseason progresses, they play more and more.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
Yeah, but you know, it. The thing is, so many of these teams play like, I mean, they really, really give their all, like at the beginning, seem like, or they just don't care at the beginning, and then when it's too late at the end, they want to come up, and I use my boys as example, the Eagles.
Oh Lord.
shut up, Rick. But no, seriously. Seriously, they got the artillery. They just didn't use it. They didn't know what to do with it. All the boys was hurt.
They put the cart before the horse. And Vince Young talking about this is a dream team. Okay, he was
right.
A dream team. Okay, and then you got people talking about now they got a dynasty. They put the cart before the horse.
The dream team never woke up.
Right.
They were still dreaming.
Yeah. So I really don't. You know, you're supposed to pick your team up. You're supposed to be like, we're going to do what we're going to do. But all this green team, all that was
paper. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
you know, but if you know, that's another thing with NFL or NBA, baseball, any of them. You got to stay healthy in order to do anything.
Right.
Well, that'll only go for sport, whatever it is. You're going to stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could get hurt at the very beginning, the first play. You could get jacked up for the rest of the season.
That's true. That's true. And it's even more, so with the football thing, because baseball is a marathon.
That's true.
Games. You're going to have your peaks and valleys.
Right.
And you're going to lose. What happens?
Football is more physical.
And it's once a week. So those play 16 games. Okay, and you get a bye week. So by your bye week, you better know what you got.
I got a good question, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to me, it's a good question. What sports? Hush. There you go. What sports get paid the most money?
You know what
sports get paid the most money?
The most money? Baseball players. No question.
Yeah.
Baseball players.
I was thinking football.
That's what I was thinking. The way they get their body smashed up.
No.
I was thinking football.
First of all, football contracts not even guaranteed.
So where they getting their body smashed up in football and everything?
A $20 million player. $20 million player.
Baseball.
So those contracts are guaranteed. Baseball contracts are guaranteed.
Okay.
Because, again, like we were talking about before, the Mariners are still paying on A-Rod's contract, which was $252
million.
Derek Jeter's the only athlete ever to play through two $100 million contracts. He had two separate $100 million kind of contracts. Derek Jeter.
Okay,
so
exactly.
Baseball players make, you know, they get blocked.
Okay, then it would be football. Or hockey.
Huh? Hockey? Hockey players, you know,
Their boys be physical.
Yeah.
Depends on
who you
they
are.
Get the hitting upside the head with them doggone hockey sticks. And
because they have a rookie scale. So they're going to pay them a certain amount anyway. They have a rookie scale. So,
would you say football is second most paid?
You could say that. But I wouldn't pick basketball because a lot of basketball players are paid, highly paid. I don't know their contract, their numbers verbatim, but they're paid. But, I mean, as far as who makes the most money, I would say baseball got that for a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought about that.
What you make is because, you know, I'm going to take my man Andre, you on the line, right?
I'm gonna take you back
to a couple of names, and I know it's gonna elicit a response from me. I don't know if you remember my man Sean Alexander. He used to play for Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, he was one of the nicest
dudes in the league. And when he got his money, he started running out of bounds and whatnot. He got his money and stuff up. Okay, so again, it's like, you know, what are you doing? Are you working for that big contract? And then once you get the contract, your whole game starts to change.
Okay,
he got his money, he earned that. He took a contract. Once he got the contract, then he starts running out of bounds.
It was a big payback.
But you know what else I've always wondered? Like, and yeah, I say they should be fined, but the price of them fines, man, like the football players, you know, like when they just do dumb stuff.
The price of what?
I guess because they have the money to pay for it, right? I mean, like, what one of them, like helmet to helmet, they're going to get fined.
Right. When it's kind of like, because all of that is all in the game. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like helmet, but it's got some no meaning. You know what I mean? And then you're going to be looked at under the same umbrella as all the people that do mean it. You know what I mean? So there's got to be some kind of way that they can differentiate between the one that's blatant and the one that just happens in the game.
If I see a lot of players step up their game when they know the gas is running out.
Right.
When they know the gas is running out, I got to get a contract.
Right.
This is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Once they get the contract and they do what they got to do, the next thing you know, they disappear off the face of the earth.
Right. Right, because they did what they got that money, and you know, as you can always tell, sometimes they say, well, he's in a free agent year of his contract. He's in the final year of his contract, so his numbers are going to go up because he's putting himself on display, not for his team that he's on, but also for the other team that's in the market for him.
Exactly, and I feel that these players shouldn't do that.
Right.
They get the contract.
Right.
You know, they know the gas is running out.
Right.
So now we're going to perform. Look at Jose Reyes.
Press one to get on the air, please, and give your feedback.
Jose Reyes.
Go ahead, continue.
Go ahead.
Well, can I ask a question? What is the highest amount of fine you could get?
the highest amount of brown you could get.
I mean, yeah. So what you do?
You mean like, yeah, let's say you get fined for fighting. Disrespecting the ref. They get thrown off the game. Sometimes they get fined.
Yeah, but I mean, that depends on what you do. You could bump the umpire. Look at Roberto Alomar. He's sitting on umpire's face.
So okay. it ain't no limit to it then.
It's not really a limit because again, it's in the heat of the game. It's in the heat. You push the umpire or you bump the umpire. You're gonna definitely get fined.
Oh, you're gonna get fined.
It just depends on the severity of it. Yeah, it just depends on the severity of it. Like, if you just inadvertently bump him, and they'd be like, oh, he bumped the umpire, so we got to find him. But if you just put your hands on Duke, like, you know, you was wrong, and I'm going to choke you out, then that's a problem. the worst one I saw is when Roberto Alomar spit in the umpire's face.
That wasn't a pretty sight.
You know what I'm saying?
He spit in the umpire's face.
They suspended him for, I think he just suspended Alomar for 15 games. The umpire's name was John Hirschbeck. Okay? They suspended Alomar, I think, for 15 games. And now they're all buddy-buddy, and they cool now. It's the heat of the game, man. Things happen. You know?
Wow.
And they kind of keep Roberto Alomar out of the Hall of Fame for that.
Wow.
You know? So it depends, man. It depends on the severity. Remember, I'm going to take you back to another situation. And this is, like, way, way back. I'm going to go back, take it back to Woody Hayes. Woody Hayes opposed Ohio State.
He was nasty.
And remember
he
what he did
nasty.
To the dude? Remember what he did? Okay, see? And he was a great coach for Ohio State, but that one situation right there led to his downfall, man. You know what I mean? And,
well,
and
he kind of
lobbed out, you know? And what can you say? Sometimes you just lose it. You know, sometimes you lose it. You know, but it depends on, you know, how severe it is and how they want to, you know, if they want to, you know, slap you on your wrist or they want to teach you a lesson or whatever. You know what I mean? So it all comes into this. And look at, let me give you another one. It's not even dealing with baseball or basketball or whatever. It's dealing with boxing. Remember when Dad Shooter got backed out by Kassazoo and he did the Harlem Shake? And remember he was trying to throw his tail at the referee? He was trying to get at the ref. He had the referee all up on the neck piece. Remember
that?
They snapped his license, they find him, this and that. You know what I mean? So it happens, man. It depends. It depends on the severity of the situation.
And athletes do have to have a random drug test, right?
Yeah.
Random drug test. So that's a definite then. The drug test.
Oh yeah,
I know a lot of them taking steroids.
Yeah, because now they're trying to write it into the next collective bargaining agreement, and it should be mandatory for everybody that the guys are coming around with the cups, and everybody got to do their business in the cups. So it's going to be on a situation where it's like a schedule. You know what I mean?
Question.
You know, every once a month or twice a month or whatever, but the MLB they want to do it random.
Okay,
so,
question.
You know.
Who's the best athlete in each division?
Huh?
Who?
Who's the best athlete in each
division? Yeah.
What sport are you talking about? First of all.
Each division. I'm saying each division.
You're talking about football, baseball, basketball.
Each one of them. Which one would you think, the mayor?
Best athlete. NFC.
Yep.
Wow. I got to throw my fishing cap for that one. You know, you got a lot of new athletes that's in there now. And
yeah,
I don't really know
exactly
where this question is coming from, but, you know, it depends on, again, what you're looking at. You're looking at athleticism and what you're throwing on.
Okay,
so
let's say the best quarterback.
Who would you say? In the NFC East? Ooh, that's crazy.
NFC East.
Okay, I'm going to start from the bottom up. How about that?
Okay.
Romo. Yeah, and then, I don't know. Then you can, in no particular order. You can go Vic, RG3, or Eli Manning. No particular order.
That's
athleticism. I'm going to say I'm Vic and RG3.
So that's so who's the best? Who's the best? Let's say the best athlete of all time in each sport. Who would you say was the best in baseball, basketball, and football?
Best athlete in football all time, all around. I would have to, my opinion, to be Jim Brown.
Cunningham was good too.
Well, so I'm saying I don't know too much about the sport, but what happened to Greg Nittles and Reggie Jackson and sports and all of them?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. But Reggie was a hitter. Reggie wasn't more. He wasn't a speed guy. So I mean, I don't know. You know, as far as you know, your definition of athleticism, he hit the ball. He hit a ton, but he also struck out a lot. You know, and as far as you know, him playing in the outfield, you know, he had his day. You know what I mean? So as far as athleticism, I don't know.
All right. So let me ask this, because I see a lot of people wearing his shirt.
Right.
And Gita.
Right.
Now, what, is he the main thing in the baseball division?
Definitely. You ever hear anything about, you know, Derek Jeter in the newspaper, you know, about doing any stupid stuff? You know, he got five rings, okay? You know, and Jeter, he earned it. That's all you can say about him. He earned his spot.
Yeah,
he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. All of that. That's my man. But, you know, as far as that, and I'm a Yankees fan. And I go back. But he's not my favorite all-time Yankee. My favorite all-time Yankee passed away in 79. That's Thurman Munson. But I like him for different reasons. Because he was the captain of the team, and he held it down, and he did what he had to do. But as far as, you know, Derek Jeter can do no wrong. Derek Jeter can go out in the Yankee Stadium and pitch in the middle of center field and won't nobody say nothing. Nobody say a word because it's Derek Jeter. You know what I mean? So, and he earned his spot. He earned that. Like I said again, he's the only athlete, period, that has played through $200 million contracts. What did he do that at?
But you know, Chris, the mayor, whichever.
Rock it, it's all the same.
All right. But, you know, a valid point. These are grown men, right?
Right.
Back to the subject. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why can't they control themselves like adults, you know, regardless of the money that they get paid? For real.
Because they're playing a little kid's game.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's hard for them to differentiate between the two.
Yeah,
they're playing a little kid's game, and they get paid for it. They think, you know, some of them feel like they have, you know, a status where, you know, they can't do no wrong because they're playing this game. They get so much money for it. But you take that game away from them, they'd be scared to death to get a real job.
Exactly. But you know, not only with them going at each other amongst themselves and acting like little boys, right? But I'm talking about like the rape charges. Look at Vic with the dog fighting. You know,
you didn't start racing people because you were an athlete. You had that on your mind before you got that
bike. Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying.
If they know that it's against the NFL law or rules or NBA or national basketball, baseball, whatever, you know, why would they go out here? You know, you got enough money. Why would you go out here and rape, get drunk, kill somebody, or, you know,
you got to take that up with them. You know what I mean? Because we really can't answer that for them. You know, we just know what we would do if we had that opportunity. You know what I mean? So I can't speak for guys like a Ray Caruso.
But you know what? If I had that type of money...
Right.
Ain't no way in the world I go out there and act a fool like that.
Yeah, so, you know, so, I mean, it depends. It all depends on who you are, where you come from, because I put an example in the air. Like, the University of Miami, their football team, okay? Them cats is bananas, and they will let you go, okay? So, they were so hard with their, and plus they were a winning program. So, the NCAA has a real good thing.
Okay.
Right, and it was, you know, Miami was winning for 20 years. How do you do that? You're a college program. You keep sending people to the NFL. You know, you send all these stars to the NFL, but then you keep regenerating. She's regenerating. She's winning. She's winning. She's winning. She's winning. And now they were known as the Bad Boys. And they went to play that bowl game against Texas when they all came off the plane with the camouflage. They fed into that image. That's the image you want to portray. That's the image we're going to give you.
Right.
And you know, it turned into a bad thing, and then it started, kind of like making a mockery of the game because they were beating up on everybody, and then the NBA had to reel them in and be like, yo, you can't do that.
Even though
you had Oklahoma with Brian Bosworth, and so all the teams that were winning, they got to have personality. They got to have something to make people who aren't really sports fans.
If I got some divas on the line, press one. It don't matter what you ask. I mean, you know, hey, where you think that you don't know nothing about the game, you very well could be having some good doggone questions. So
That's right.
We will give you, if I can't answer it, I got the men on here that can.
Oh, we in the building. Me and my man, Ray, we in the building holding it down.
Exactly. Press one, Divas and Dons, and give your support.
Yeah.
Come on with it. So.
Yeah, but again, you know, it's kind of like feeds into that whole scenario. If you come from a situation where you're not used to having nothing, then your athleticism is what's getting you over, then you're still not going to forget about who you are. You're still going to be that same person. You want to hang out. You want to go to the club. You want to do this. You want to do that. You want to do third. Okay, just because you're making money.
Hold on. I got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to GPS.
Thank you.
Did you hear their topic for tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What's your point on it?
My input on it is, I think he's a grown man, you know, and for them to be fighting in a locker room, to me, it's ridiculous. You know, that's ridiculous. And we got a kid that's looking up to them and that, you know, that idols what they're doing. And this is what they're portraying. You know, you're fighting in a locker room. For one, you're condoning violence. You're not even looking at the fact that they're thinking now it's okay. It's bad enough. There's you know, it's like when you look at all aspects of different, you know, type of sports, now you got to see it here too. It's like, come on. What example are you setting, you know, for the kids?
That's
you know,
true.
And all that money you have, you know, you got all this money and you can't control your anger. You can't, can't control your frustration. You guys can't come together, you know, as adults after the game. Or even before the game, before it gets out of hand and it becomes physical. You know, I just think it's crazy. I mean, I understand you guys are saying, you know, keep it in the locker room, this, that, and the other. But he's an adult. And me personally, I don't want to raise, you know, any children thinking, oh, okay, well, it's okay for you to put your hands on people if they say the wrong thing to you.
Exactly.
You know, because somebody has to take the first blow. They're not going to give all the details of what happened. But the fact that these are all adults, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, because you have these little kids that's playing Pop Warner and things like that. And these little guys can look at it like, okay, so if somebody say something to me wrong, then I can duke them out. You know?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but I mean, if I was teaching the game or coaching the game, which I have, I never, you know, coached that negative way. I always coach says, you know, be sportsman-like, you know what I mean? If you get a hit off of somebody, don't show them up, because they get a hit off of you, and you're not going to feel too good about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all in the game. So my thing with my kids that I coach, shout out to Kip Institute on 135th and 2nd Avenue in Harlem, shout out. But I just tell them, you know, you win the game, you respect your opponent. You know what I mean? Because the next day they can turn around and stomp you out. And you know, what you going to be upset? So you take it as it comes. You win, you lose. The same attitude that you have when you win, you have the attitude when you lose. Don't take it a physical thing, because then that takes away from the whole spirit of the game. Now it's not about the game no more. Now it's about, oh, he hit me in my mouth, or he hit me in the head, or whatever. So that doesn't belong in the game. And you're right.
Right,
to the,
right.
To the diva that called in. You know what I mean? You're right.
Exactly.
It has no
place again, thanks
in,
for calling in.
You know, it has no place in it at all. And, you know, where they get that from and how it, you know, how it trickles down to the kids, is, you know, it's not a good look at all. Not a good look.
No.
So how do we go about, you know, doing that? And then they hide behind it. Well, they make money and things of that nature or whatever. But you got to take the bitter with the sweet, the bad with the good. So like the diva said, they all adults and they should know better. But sometimes you get in the, you know, in the heat of the battle, you know, man, you lose the head. And again, you know, taking it back to the jet situation, you know, I just feel like it's a situation where they, you know, they're ready to hit somebody else now. They're tired of hitting on each other. You know what I mean? They already have to pull back already. You know what I mean? But now they're ready to just go in. And I'm not mad at that. But again, I was just like, that's a situation that really didn't deserve all the ink and back pages, because I'm quite sure that this is not the only situation. The camp just opened up like a month ago. So I'm quite sure there's only
right.
even skirmishes and things of that nature that we haven't heard about. And this is the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, because it happened.
I want to put one thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Divas, I will be putting the different tips up, you know, so maybe it will help you all better understand the game, you know, because I want you all to start interacting as well.
Yes.
I don't want to be the only female on here, but honestly, I am going to start giving up tips next week about different things, so hopefully it'll make you all better understand it. And, you know, this as well could go for some of the guys, because
right.
not a lot of men that know a lot about sports. They think
yeah.
they do.
Yeah, they think they do, but they really don't. And
with the help of you, the mayor, I think that you can help me make that possible.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I
appreciate it.
You what?
I didn't hear that either, but I'm going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
That's the country coming out of me, but...
Okay. But I'm scared, man. It's a lot of cats that they're talking, but, you know, I don't want to hear something that I already heard on ESPN. I don't want to hear that. Because I want to hear from Stephen A., I'm going to turn on my cable. I want to know what your opinion is. You're a sports fan, right? At least that's what you say. So what's your opinion? Don't regurgitate something somebody else said. That's not... I don't want to hear that.
Right,
because 9
right.
times out of 10, I'm going to shoot that in. I'm going to shoot holes in that theory, too. So what I need from you as a fan to come with your perspective. You know what I mean? Because that
true.
Might be the perspective that we need to see.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So then you
right.
know that then we can really have a healthy dialogue about it, okay? Because you can have everybody coming in with their own opinions or whatever. Be it right, be it wrong, whatever. It's your opinion. You know what
right.
I mean? And,
Dre,
and,
where
and
you
again.
At?
Yeah, where you at, Dre? Right? Dre, you in the building?
Dre.
Okay, pause for the cause. But again, yeah, man.
Exactly.
It is what it is, man. And a lot of cats, again, you know, like to say that they do this, they do that, and then when you talk in depth, because I like to talk in depth, and then it's like, oh, nah, you get too serious for me. Okay, I take sports very seriously.
Right,
this is
right.
what I do. I love talking about sports. I can be on ESPN,
and that's
but I don't
up.
Do that. I don't like wearing ties. Okay, I feel that we need to have a sports show where we can get on and talk sports without no ties and all this. We can talk what we know because we represent it very well. We've been there, we've seen it, we've played the sport. Okay, so that's where we need to be at as far as
Chris.
Okay.
What is your input about the Olympics? What are you thinking about that?
I watched.
Especially with
that
first black Gabby, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Gabby Douglas, man. Shout out to Gabby Douglas. I don't know what the situation was. Everybody was like, her hair this, her hair that. I don't understand that. But
get
that,
the
again,
hair.
You know, that, I just feel like she did, you know, she did what she had to do, and she represented. I watched a couple of boxers, females boxing. I watched Queen Underwood, and she should have did a little bit better, but she did what she could do, and she had a very, 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 very nice interview after her loss. You know what I mean? She took it all inside.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not even forgetting for the basketball situation because everybody was talking, you know, we did this, we did that, we beat Nigeria by 80 points. Okay? But when you was playing Lithuania the other night and you was losing, you was down in the fourth quarter, I ain't hear a peep out of nobody. I ain't hear a peep out of nobody. And this is my whole thing from the beginning. This basketball team is not even the nicest Olympic squad they can put on the floor. So, but all in all, in totality, I enjoy the Olympics. I find myself boxing a little bit more than I thought I would be. You know what I mean? But I still enjoy it, you know what I mean? And shout out USA. And I'm proud to be American.
We definitely give a shout out to Gabby Douglas, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, she deserves it.
Shout out to, you know, shout out to Usain Bolt, Rod. Shout out, you know what I mean? So everything is everything. The Olympics are the Olympics, man. And first of all, to even make the Olympic squad, man, that says a lot about dedication and hard work. You know?
True.
Don't pun intended. But, yeah, man, you know, you got to respect that. You got to definitely respect that. And I enjoy watching. What little bit I did get to see, I enjoy watching, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, it's controversy in anything that you do in life,
okay.
Period.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Whether it be sports or your job,
yeah.
Everyday
yeah.
life, it's controversy. You know,
but you know what the sad part about it is I heard, I think it was the mayor, he was saying that, you know, they were talking about Gabby's hair. That's
uh-huh.
the one thing about people that I don't understand. Not
right.
only is she so young, but she's an African-American, the first.
Right.
And the only thing
right.
that you can pick apart is her hair. Like,
right.
are you serious?
Right.
Like,
be
right.
for real.
You know, her hair.
But you know
right
what, people?
And everything
you
that
what?
She just did, you know?
You know what, though? That says a lot about them, though, man. You know what I mean? So if all they can think about is her hair, then that says a lot about them. And really, I don't even want to have no discussion with them. You know what I mean? We can't talk about nothing.
That's right.
So,
okay.
I mean,
I only got a few minutes left. And actually, I'm going to ask Chris.
Yeah.
To give me your final seat. I mean, your final say on this topic tonight.
Basically, I just think that, you know, adults should be adults. You know, and you have a, you know, people looking up to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you got to do what you got to do.
You're breaking up, I think. Hello?
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 Hello? I think the mayor broke up.
I think we lost him, too. But, I mean, I want to thank all the callers, listeners, everything for tonight. You know, the mayor for all of his input. Diva, they just called in. You know, that makes me feel real good that I got another diva that's willing to give her say-so on, you know, the topic or just the situation, period. And remember, every Tuesday, 8 to 9, you can find us here. Tomorrow night, we'll have, it's like slow jams and everything from 8 to 9. Make sure that you call in, show your support, and give what is his name? how you say his name?
Picasso.
Anyway.
Love Fantasy, Picasso.
Okay, Picasso, show him some love and call in, you know, give your feedback on his questions, or if you have questions, request a song, whatever you want to do. Make sure that you do that, and definitely on Fridays, stay tuned to the GQ General Question. It's the place to be on Fridays. On Sundays, we have gospel. Yeah, give your testimony, do what you want to do. On Mondays, love, lives, and loyalty. You definitely don't want to mix that, which is adults only. And again, I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight, listening, and all. And if anybody else have any final say-so about this situation, go ahead and do it. Diva, do you have a final thought on this input? Rich,
no.
You have
no,
anything
no final
to say?
Thought. No final thought. I just think the show is excellent tonight, and
no.
You know, tune in for the rest of the shows that's coming up on GQ Power. And you did an excellent job tonight, Ms. Hope.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. You know, and
that's it for tonight, but make sure that you tune in next week. Same time, same place.